you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everyone. Report. I just got back from Georgia last night. I spoke to a crowd of about 500, and they had. I was very surprised that they all the in Georgia there that they didn't know about a lot of the things that that were going on there, like a guy hacking into a computer to judge with and also they're going to pay them. I told them about the Lindell.com, and I told them about the plan we have to get all our elections here, county by county, and have like sales pitch, which brings up tonight's show. One of our big successes, I told him, was about South Dakota. If our leader out there, Jessica, on tonight. Jessica, are you there?
I'm here, Mike.
I know. You know, it's funny because I just got done bragging last night about all the things going on, you guys, and that with the, by the way, if you just to let everybody know what South Dakota has that other states don't have, or most of them don't have, is registered voters in the last election in each county to sign a petition and I'm honest to a voter to go paper ballots or not. And a week ago, it's been about a week ago where you guys were up here, South Dakota, at the Capitol, and you had hundreds turn out. Beautiful event. And you got, Jessica, how many counties then that you potentially were coming on board?
I think by the end of that week, we had 21, and now we're up to 26. And we have 66 total counties.
Six counties. Right, 66 total counties, but I want to get right to the point of what I'm upset. We had, and we're going to, you know, one of the things I was on, Steve Bannon, I was on War Room, and he goes, Mike, you know, you always bring up blockers. You always bring up blockers. And I go, yeah, like the head blocker, Brad Rassenberger out of Georgia. I would say he's number one in the country. Number two is Robin Voss, and they're neck and neck, the Speaker of the House in Wisconsin. And all the, and I said, all these people do stuff, Republicans, and they stop everyone or everyone else, the grassroots, they stop the people. They prevent securing our elections. They don't want paper ballots hand counted, and or they don't want to look into these problems with our elections. Kim Hammers in Arkansas, he would be another one. Shane Scholer in Missouri, he's another one. He's sure everybody wanna know what he did. When we went out and reached out to get cast vote records across the country, Shane Scholer I believe he's head of the biggest county in Missouri. I forget what the name of the county is, but he went after a citizen that under the Freedom of Information Act, I think they call it the Sunshine Law there, or Sunshine Act, asked for her cast vote records. And they went after the cast vote records. And through all nonsense, everybody, that I've been hearing, all this nonsense, now I hear this come out of South Dakota. Tell us what just happened in South Dakota with you guys' efforts.
Right. Well, we did have a very successful hand count demo at the Capitol last Friday. And, you know, we had a lot of people come from all different counties. They tried out our method of hand counting. And overwhelmingly, it was a positive response. This is easy. This is super easy. And transparent, and they loved it. And they said, you know, we can do this. We the people can do this. And they went home encouraged. They also visited our station that we had set up there on gathering petition signatures to have a special election to get rid of the machines. So as I think you've been talking about, Senator Lee Schoenbeck from South Dakota here, as some of our volunteers were walking into the Capitol that morning, he was coming in behind them and he saw them. And, you know, there's also a lot of Canadian geese on the lawn of the Capitol, but it's not hunting season right now. So he said, yelled to another legislator, "I should have brought my shotgun." And, you know, if one of our people would have said that about him, you know, they would have been arrested and thrown in jail and then could explain later. But Senator Lee Schoenbeck gets away with things like that all the time. So I sent a video over to your team last year when we had our big election bill year last year with like 35 or 36 election bills. And Lee Schoenbeck was the one who primarily killed all of the bills brought by the Freedom Caucus. And one of those days on election day, when we had all of our bills being heard on the same day, Lee Schoenbeck just went on a tirade against us in Senate committee and said, you know, called us lunatics and fanatics and radicals, extremists, and that we were some kind of we were obsessed individuals with some kind of fetish, and we were communists. So he has a long history of horrible behavior and, you know, is not any kind of Republican at all.
Right. These are what I've told everybody. They're traitors, as far as I'm concerned, to our country. Even the Democrats want to go to paper ballots, hand count machines. This is a uniparty Republican. We don't know what his agenda is. So you sent over a video. What's this video going to show us?
That was just part of his comments in that Senate committee last year, calling us those names that we got on video and audio recording.
Right. Do you guys have that video there?
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Yep. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and play that video quick, and then we can Jessica can comment on it.
Move on to House Bill 11.
That was the Rumble video link that I sent, but that's okay. You don't have to play that. But after that, we had 50 citizens file complaints with the legislature and to the State Bar Association, because Lee Schoenbeck is also a lawyer and obviously, you know, violated the code of conduct and the code of ethics of the State Bar. And they, of course, dismissed the claim. This is just standard behavior for him.
Wow. And I am just so upset because now what he's trying to do, isn't there some bill now? Is it Bill 1140? What is this bill rammed through now? What's that?
Can I give you a little timeline here, Mike, of what happened this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to hear it.
Okay, so on February 14, one of our volunteers, Nicole, introduced this petition idea in one of our Substacks that we send out statewide. On February 19, Fall River County Commissioners voted unanimously to return to hand counting because they have the authority to do so in their county. And then on the week of February 19, I interviewed with you about the petitions on TV. Friday, February 23, we had a hand counting event at the Capitol. And then after that, we have had interest and people sign up from 26 counties in South Dakota. So we have over a third of the state represented now. Then on Monday, February 26, Lawrence County submitted their petitions because their signatures, they had enough signatures gathered, and they turned it into their county auditor, Brenda Magruder, with the state's attorney present. And Tuesday, February 27, the Lawrence County Commissioners, they had a commission meeting. They were notified by the auditor of this petition, and they started talking about how they felt it was unconstitutional in some way. You know, obviously trying to find an excuse of why not to accept the petition. The next day, there was a lot of email activity between the auditors across the state. On Thursday, February 29, today then, HB 1140 was hoghouse. Now, in our legislature, you said, what does hoghouse mean? They put in these bills right. that don't really mean anything. It just has a title. It has no substance. And they call them vehicle bills. And they put them in there as a place marker for, you know, to introduce something at the last minute. And usually it's, we call it, you know, it's one of their tools in their bag of dirty tricks, which is what they do. And so they hoghoused HB 1140 to address this issue that they said they became aware of that they needed to stop. So what they're trying to do is...
Jessica, I want to ask first before you... So when you hoghouse something, it means they already had with a whole bunch of stuff in it, and now they have something that they want to stop, and they just stick it in the bill somewhere?
Yep. So it strips the original meaning and inserts whatever they want it to do. It's usually, you know, a failed attempt of theirs on some other bill or some other agenda that they have. And obviously right. they caught wind of this petition thing going right. on in South Dakota and wanted to stop it. So they're trying right. to interfere with that 1217B3, where the governing body has the authority to adapt, experiment with, or abandon the system for counting our votes, right? And so they're now saying it's going to be an action at the first meeting of the year, and that's it, and it has to be an administrative action. And then they're going to be trying to stop this petition by saying, well, if they think it's unconstitutional, then they can just deny it. And if you want to appeal it, you're going to have to go to court. So they're just basically trying to find a way to throw this out. But really, we have a lot of smart people on our team, too. And can I just read this to you real quick about the Constitution in South Dakota?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So the South Dakota Constitution in Article 3, Section 1 expressly states that the people expressly reserve to themselves the right to propose measures which shall be submitted to a vote of the electors of the state. Article 6, Section 4 of the South Dakota Constitution states that the right of petition and the right of people peaceably to assemble, to consult for the common good, and to make known their opinions shall never be abridged. Section 26 further states that all political power is inherent in the people, and all free government is founded on their authority and is instituted for their equal protection and benefit, and that they have the right in lawful and constituted methods to alter or reform their forms of government in such manner as they think is proper. The U.S. Constitution refers to the same inherent rights to petition the government in the First Amendment, and the 14th Amendment states that no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Most importantly, the right of petition shall never be abridged in the South Dakota Constitution. So what they're trying to do to us now in response to the people wanting a transparent and fair election with no machines is unconstitutional. So this is the ultimate gaslighting here from our Republican legislature. It's absolutely disgusting. Let me tell you, Mike, the people are angry.
And Mike, I do have that video if you want to play it now.
Okay, this
if we could play that audio clip, that is about this bill, that the one you just tried to play earlier, then everybody can see kind of how this went down in the Senate State Affairs Committee and which rhinos really need to be called out.
Right. So play the audio clip you are gonna play. The first one you were going to play.
Move on to House Bill 1140. Why don't you take that, Senator Schulman?
We'll now take House Bill 1140. Is there a proponent? Be sure and introduce yourself.
Good morning, committee members. Casey Crabtree, a senator from District 8. Briefly, before we get into these, just so that everybody that's listening at home, these are four vehicle bills. We've got a plan with one of those that I'm sure Eric Erickson will take over. I think it's worth noting, though, briefly, that is my understanding in nearly, six decades in some sort of form or another, that Senator Schoenbeck has not chaired a standing committee. And so I think kind of a cool way for him to wrap up his service here in Pier before he vacations a lot more. With that, there's an amendment at the desk. I would ask that somebody move that for us.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wheeler.
Oh. I move 1140D.
Second
by Senator Roll.
With that, I'll turn it over to further proponents.
I would first point out that I've never been able to convince the President Pro Tem to appoint me to chair a standing committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Eric Erickson, representing the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners. We come before you.
Mr. Chair.
Do we have to move that amendment?
We first and second, I think we got to.
Well, we can do it either way. Speaking to the amendment, we can tell you what. Is there a motion? We know we have the motion. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment is adopted. We could have let you talk about it before, but because of the insistence of certain younger members of the committee, would you continue, Mr. Erickson?
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to talk, just be able to talk at all. So thank you, sir. We come before you with 1140D, and this is an issue that arose or was brought to our attention yesterday. On the local level, with 5% of the registered voters, you can bring an initiative to your local governments, and then that can cause a number of issues that we're trying to address with this bill. And so if you look at Section 1, we're just addressing that if you're going to change how you're doing your election process, you do that at the first meeting in January, and that it's an administrative action. They, on the county side, we do a number of those things, like poll workers, precincts, those type of things in January. And so that just allows consistency and knowing what's going to happen on that side. With sections 2 and 3, what we're doing is, again, 5% of the public can bring these initiatives. We want to make sure that we're not passing something that we know from the start is illegal, because then the county or city is going to have to defend something they know is illegal. And often, if you're messing with someone's constitutional rights or other things, we're stuck paying for attorney's fees on both sides of those. So, very immediate issue that popped up. We'll certainly stand by for questions, but appreciate your support.
Other
you can probably stop it right there.
Yeah, I'll stop it there. I'll tell you what, I got some comments here. Okay, everybody watching, now here's what South Dakota had. What he neglects to say there is you get the 5% on the petition, you get the people then elect or can have an election to go to whether to have paper ballots or not. Correct, Jessica?
So South Dakota always has paper ballots, but they want to get rid of the people in our counties want to get rid of the tabulators, right? The ES&S
right,
tabulators.
Right,
they want to hand count their votes in the precinct. So a hand counted election.
Right, right.
Definitely. Yep.
Right. So what this guy's saying, as they make a joke throwing everything through here, we're going to make sure I like when he said, and we got to make sure we're not going to do anything unconstitutionally or there's going to be legal costs. Well, I'll tell you what, if they try and stop the citizens of South Dakota from getting to paper ballots hand counted, get rid of these machines. If the people can't vote on that because of what they're trying to push through in this bill 1140, they're going to have a lot of legal costs on it. That is from South Dakota. We will destroy it. 40 on the books. You don't get to tell the citizen, oh, I'm sorry, we changed our mind. You got to do everything in January. That's not what it says. And they've tried to pull these stunts in South Dakota before, like with a precinct committee men voting and vote out their right to vote. I mean, I don't know what's with South Dakota, Jessica. It's got what? Zero. I mean, what's with the Republicans there? Do you have Republicans?
We have very few real Republicans. We have a lot of fake Republicans. We have a lot of Democrats in Republican clothing. And actually, they're more like Marxists and communists. So it's really disgusting. Right. I think people are starting to realize this. And again, we have, you know, the landowner rights. That is a major battle in the legislature, too. And a lot of these people vote with big money and the lobbyists. And again, even on this Hog House bill, HB 1140, the people that were there testifying were the lobbyists. So how did the lobbyists, how did they have three lobbyists show up today on this Hog House bill when they didn't even drop the amendment till they got to committee? How did that happen? How did they know that right away?
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of dirty tricks exactly. are being played behind closed doors. And we know who is coordinating all this, but the good thing is, like, you know, the insiders know this, but now the people of South Dakota are, their eyes right. are being opened to this.
Right. Who's the leader that of this, who's the leader of all this? What's his name again? In fact, I think we got his profile. I want a production. I want you guys to put up his profile. I want people to, you know, let him hear from the people. What are people? If you guys can put up, there it is. Lee.
Schoenbeck.
How do you pronounce his last name, Jess? Lee Schoenbeck, everybody. There's his phone number. This is on his profile. He's the head of the Senate. Is that correct?
Yes, the Senate Pro Tem.
Okay, and there's his email. Everybody, every Dakota matter in the country. This affects the whole country. Would you tell Lee and ask, yeah, reach out, why would you not want the people of South Dakota to be able to vote, to vote? They remember, Lee, you work for the people. It isn't the other way around. Yeah, and you're disgusting. I heard them trying to say, whenever he's going on some vacation, well, we'll give you a vacation. You're going to hear from the people. This bill. Better not pass. Better. So I want everybody in South Dakota, everyone in the United States, put that number up one more time so people can really take a picture of it here. There's the number, everybody. His number on the screen, 605-882-0612. I don't want bad calls. I want you to call and say, hey, we want this taken a vote. It counts to. Remember, every county can do its own petition. And so far, there's over 20-some counties. I think Jessica said like 26 counties in Soda. They all take it to an individual vote after they get their number of the petitions they need. Lee, this does not get blocked. This is people. So everybody, voice your opinions. Send them emails. What the people don't want. 1140, Bill 1140. Or you tell them, hey, you guys, maybe some of you do want. Well, then obviously you're in on the block too. He could actually be in the top. He could be the top blocker so far of the year. You know, I mean, we have that. You know, we have the Rathi Award we used to have on the show here. The Rathi Award for the Brandsburger, the biggest blocker in the country. And, you know, these blockers, to me, they're just traitors. They're completely traitors to the country. I don't know why they would want to block the people from taking a vote. I don't know why South Dakota blocked people from getting the cast vote records. Can we ask you about that, Jessica? Let's go. Let's take this back in time. You know, you've been at this for a long time, leading South Dakota with the cause. You're one of its leaders. What? Give us some past things. I wanted to ask you about the cast vote records, where they're under the right of the Freedom of Information Act. Did you guys, were you part of that? Were you able to get any, or what's going on with the cast vote records?
Well, so I want to quick back that up, and I want to add David Wheeler, Casey Crabtree, and Michael Rolls' names to that list of the blockers from that Senate State Affairs Committee, because they're just as dirty as Lee Schoenbeck. So Casey Crabtree, David Wheeler, Michael Roll, add them to your list and hit them too with emails and phone calls. Secondly, with the cast vote record lawsuit, yeah, we started sending out letters in 2021, I believe, looking for those cast vote records. We were first, nobody knew what they were. They said they don't exist. And then they consulted with ESNS and the blocking began. We had a first lawsuit, wasted a year of our time. We had a lawyer from Minnehaha County, and he's been a lawyer of 30 years and suddenly forgot how to file paperwork in a timely manner. Didn't file a brief for our case in 9 months, and it has to be filed within 30 days. Now I know these things, but that's why you hire a lawyer. And the contract says that you will be provided expert legal counsel, which we weren't. So our case was dismissed. We had to start all over because, like I said, we're not quitters. So we started all over. And we now have jumped through all the hoops. We filed our original appeal with 509 pages of evidence. Since then, we've filed at least 100 more pages of evidence. So we have well over 600 pages of evidence of why the cast vote records, you know, are required. They're part of EAC certification. Every machine makes them. They're there for auditing purposes. And South Dakota has been flying blind for decades with our elections and claiming we have the gold standard when effectively they are doing audits with no general ledger and no bank statement. Now, Mike, if you're going to go to get a loan at the bank and you take your financials and the banker starts questioning, well, this account looks interesting. How did you come up with that number? Your accountant has to provide detail of all the transactions that went into that number so you get to your balance sheet or your income statement numbers. Well, in South Dakota, they claim we have no audit trail. Well, we just printed that report on election day, and you know that audit trail doesn't exist. That's totally bogus. It would never fly in the private sector. But yet South Dakota is still claiming they don't exist. So we now have a court date on March 25. So all of our supporters out there, mark your calendars. March 25 in Minnehaha County at 9 a.m. We would love our people to be there.
Yeah, we're going to get thousands there because you know, everybody, remember, they won't. There's a few things, takeaways here I want to say here. Number one, if you're located in voting machines, ESNS is out of Omaha, Nebraska. And they're the best in the country. Not Smartmatic or Hart. It's just an end talent. And they're the ones I was at a Senate hearing with where they go, hey, they were asked straight out by the Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin, another horrible, horrible blocker, another Republican right up there with Robin Rassenberger, but that's another story for another day. So Kyle Ardoin asked them straight out, Dominions or whatever, more less vulnerable. And they said, at least they didn't lie that day, they said, all voting machines are vulnerable. Which include own. It's disgusting to the and South Dakota for them to say when all the other states remember everybody. We did a call to action. I did in June of 22. They have to hold cast vote records is the only footprint. If you miss a football game, this is like a replay of the game in the order it came in. That's what the government set up with these machines. This is our only thing because you certainly can't look in them. I mean, I don't care if you're in a lawsuit. I don't care if you ask them to sue you. Look at the proprietary stuff in there. You know, people can't. What we were entitled to was something called a cast vote record. And it's funny how over 1,000 counties in the United States, one-third of the United States, gave us those vote records, everybody. Places like San Francisco Township in California, they put it right up on their website. They put it on their website, the cast vote records, for the whole world to see because it's our righty there. In the, and what a cast vote record shows, everybody, is either computer manipulation or no manipulation. There's no in between. Okay, so for South Dakota to say they exist, and this is what we found across the country. It's a, you know, these all of a sudden all these places are saying they don't exist. Well, how come they got them? They have the same machines you do. How come they don't have them? Minnesota, we don't believe they exist. We don't even know what they are. But if we find out what they are, you can't have them. Crazy. I want to ask you this, Jessica, because everybody under the law, which isn't nowadays. They have to hold cast vote records for 22 months after an election. So by September 3rd, 2022, for the 2020 election, all of our teams out there, that was D-Day. We had to get them by then. Aren't you afraid now that when you win your lawsuit on March, was it March 26th? It's March 26th, correct?
March 25, yeah. So we
25. Yeah, Bill, are you ready that they deleted all the cast vote records?
Well, we know Minnehaha County still has them. We sued these people a long time ago, and after the first one was dismissed, we sent them a new litigation hold notice that, hey, you're going to be sued for this again. You better hang on to those documents. And they could not have gotten rid of those cast vote records in good faith. So if they did get rid of those records in, you know, bad faith because they knew they were going to be sued for the same thing again and this issue hadn't been resolved, I would imagine the judge wouldn't look favorably on them about that. And we also requested the June 7 primary. So those, I think we're coming up on April here. Hopefully we would get, you know, a protection order for that from the judge if it hasn't been resolved on March 25.
Well, or you could end up being like Colorado, like in my case, where Dominion sued me and all this stuff. In Colorado, they just didn't have to give up their cast vote records because you know why? They just deleted everything and they called trusted crooked Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, said, hey, we're going to do a maintenance thing, build everybody. They went in every machine in Colorado except for a couple of them, one being the team leaders, their jerk, and she took a backup of a computer. If someone's coming in to do something to your computer, your job as a clerk is to back it up. That's what she did, everybody. And so you have the only place where we have what was inside those machines on election after election day, and then what happened after they came in and deleted the computer. And so, and everybody, if you want to say it's right speech, Google inside them, which has been up here. So we've had up here that shows 100% corruption and crime in the 2020 election. I've had it up there. My lawyer said, "No, you can't just put that up there, Mike. You could go to jail." I'm going, "You think I care about going to jail? I've been there before. I don't care. We have to save our country." So I put the thing I speak in the media, nobody pays attention to it. It's been up there. Mike Lindell has no evidence. That image has been up there. The main up, not just the reports from it, but actually what's inside the machine. And so it'll be very interesting to see if those machine companies or these, ESNs, I don't care who they are. If those hackers weren't destroyed, it'll be very interesting. And then we'll see what this judge would do then, you know, because it seems like all the judges, too, are either afraid to be a judge or they're all in on it. They're as bad as the uniparty Republicans. It's disgusting. You bring something to court. This is why this is really disturbing, what's going on in South Dakota, because you guys were leading the charge and are leading the charge, like I'm sure county. Getting the people, let the people vote on whether to get rid of these or not. And you had a system to do it. And now this guy, the Republic of South Dakota, call him communist. Yes, I like that. You call the cops out there. And the Mark communist pushed out a bill. It reminds me of Claiborne County, Arkansas. How shameful that they did it there. Claiborne County, Arkansas, everybody at Claiborne County a year ago, they went to paper ballots. They voted, let's go to paper county, all student in Arkansas. But here comes Kim Hammers. That's a guy. He's head of their Senate in Arkansas. He pushed a bill through, and their bill says, if you go to paper ballots, hand counted in your county in Arkansas, we defund your county. I mean, if you're watching everybody and you're not upset by this stuff going on, of the people like Kim Hammers and this Lee, how do you say his name again? We got to put his name up there again.
Yeah, Lee Schoenbeck. I think they Lee have Schoenbeck, something to hide,
disgusting.
And they know they've got to know, because this is crazy, the stuff that they're trying to pull here. And the people, I mean, yeah. The people, we've got 26 counties. Can I just list those counties off? And then
yeah,
I'm wondering
yeah,
if
these
you're
counties off. Yeah, you want to list the counties off? And if you're, I'm telling you, everybody, if you're in South Dakota or if you know anyone in South Dakota, you call them up. You guys are leading the nation. We're leading the. We've got to get rid of these machines that go to paper ballots, hand count, and we're not going to let these corrupt Communist Republican Party Republicans stop us. Go ahead and list them off, Jessica.
That's right. Okay, so these are the counties where we have a point of contact assigned. So these people are in charge of the petitions. In Lawrence County, of course, theirs is done. Butte County, Meade, Pennington, Perkins, Harding, Hamlin, McPherson, Fall River, Potter, Minnehaha, Tripp, Millette, Edmonds, Ogallala, Lakota, Buffalo, Charles Mix, Coddington County, Jones, Hanson, Brule, Hughes, and McCook County. We also have Brown County, Lincoln County, and Brookings County. All of these counties have people carrying petitions or putting together petitions right now to bring it to the people. McPherson County went to their county courthouse today and turned in their petitions. They turned this around in less than 2 weeks. They got the petitions, got all the signatures, turned it in, because they're not taking no for an answer. And let me tell you, if the South Dakota Republicans, the legislature, the state's attorneys, the county commissioners, the Association of County Officials want to do this to the people, they are going to get a fight, because we are not going away. They picked a fight with the wrong people. I am telling you, the people that are doing these petitions are angry. And, you know, they can gaslight us all day long. There's nothing unconstitutional about finding a provision in the law to carry a petition. Because when did they ask us if we wanted machines? When did they bring it to the vote of the people? When they brought these electronic tabulators in our counties, they didn't. They were bribed by federal funds. They took the federal money and they put these in our counties, and they never asked us. And they've been stealing our elections ever since. So the people want our elections back, and we're not going to go away quietly. So if they want to fight, they're in for
it. That's right. Absolutely. What a little comment in their little hearing there. Oh, they didn't see nothing. We will pull the whole country, what is behind South Dakota and all of you on the ground. Everybody there, because it's every single person in this country. We get one shot at saving our country, everybody. And by the way, go to lindellplan.com, everybody. You can see the plan. This fits right into the plan. I want to bring up one more thing, Jessica, on that note. You can, everybody, in South Dakota, you can go right to the commissioners, or who's in charge of the actual county. They can actually just vote the machines out, right, at the county level. They don't have to go through a petition. Is that correct?
Right. Well, Fall River County, their county commissioners voted 5-0 to return to hand counting in their county. That's why they put this in this hog house bill, because they can the governing body may adapt, experiment with, or abandon the automatic tabulating machines. It says it right in the statute. So what are they going to do? They're going to change the rules in the middle of the game, make it an emergency, so that they can affect this year's elections. If you could pull up my website, sdcanvassing.com, we'll show them the map that your team put on our website, Mike. And so what we did is on the local action tab, the petition information, if you click on that, and there's all the information you need for carrying a petition. We have a special email set up. If you could scroll down a little bit, the special email is petitionssd@proton.me. You would send us an email right there. So contact us, send us an email. We'll get you contacted with the person in your county that's in charge, or we'll set you up to be the person in charge. If you scroll down a little further, Mike's generous team built this interactive map for us, so we've got it color-coded. The green is completed now. McPherson County at the top there should be green, because they turned theirs in today. The yellow ones have petitions put together or being being circulated. And then we have more that are going to be added that we have a contact person. They just are not out carrying them yet. So this is where we're going to keep track. And if you scroll down a little farther, that 5% of the registered voters in the last general election, that number is right there for you. So you can just go through this list, find your county, and the number of signatures you need is right there for you. So thank you, Patrick Kolbeck, for doing this for us. And he did a lot of work the last week or so this up. So it's beautiful. And thank you for doing that.
Yeah. And Patrick Kolbeck, everybody, he works with me. He works, he's a right hand. He's kind of like the COO of all the Election Crime Bureau. You can find out all this stuff at LindellePlan.com. You want to help tonight, put money into the plan, put money in to help all this, all the efforts we have across the country. And I will promise you that South Dakota, we're going to have this report up every single night. We're going to at least have the map up and show you the progress and give you a progress report, because we're not going to let these guys stop this. This is why I waited. I got tired of the last 3 years. Every time we have success, it gets shot down by uniparty Republicans. You call them communist Republicans there in South Dakota. There's different names for them. Country. Tired of it. We're tired of Robin Voss, Rassenberger, these people, Republicans. And then this Lee Schoenbeck. Did I say it right that time?
Yeah.
Lee Schoenbeck. I got that. Don't believe me. I'll have his name. It took me a long time to say Rassenberger. But this Lee, my number, I say every day now. Shame on him. Shame on him for even trying to stop the will of some states of America. We're letting these efforts get stopped now. We've got one shot at saving our country, everybody. And that's the bottom up, getting county by county to go to pick ballots. Why do you think they're attacking me more now than they ever have? I've been under the biggest attack since August, announcing the plan to secure our election, to go basically taking a sales pitch to every county in the United States. And with everything that they would say that comes out of their mouth. By the way, if you're in South Dakota and you're one of these commissioners or committees that does control your elections and you want to just vote it out, you can certainly reach out to us, and I'm sure you have it all the information too, Jessica. When they come to you and they say, well, it's going to cost more. No, it's cheap. It's way less expensive. It's 10. Machines aren't online. Yes, your machines are online. We have devices that show that in every county in the country when we have these devices there. Everybody, just South Carolina. Jessica, I don't know if you've seen that in their election when I was at CPAC. It was all over CPAC. Everyone's going, the county, the election in South Carolina because the internet's down. Everyone, what? What does that have to do with the machines? I thought they're not on the internet.
South Carolina.
They're all on the internet.
Yeah, South Carolina is also one of those states. It's kind of our sister state in this CVR lawsuit thing because they're all ESNS state. They have all ESNS machines. And in that election, their ESNS machines didn't work because the internet was down, Mike. So I wonder what would happen if the internet was down in South Dakota.
Exactly. Or how about the internet was down across the country, everybody? You wouldn't have an election, period. And
that's
by the
right.
way, do you know, I'm going to tell, here's a little fact for you. I heard this the other day. We'll see if Alan Duke and the Facebook fact checkers will fact check this. I heard, because we've tried to get them under the Information Act, that state hand-counted some protocol out the machines, and they all have it hidden away. And you know why? Because if electricity went down, if your internet electricity went down, they have this as a backup protocol. We've tried to get it through the Freedom of Information Act. Of course, no. Well, we don't have that. And if we did, you certainly can't have that. That's top secret. Our hand system is great. The best hand counting system in the world. And if you have any one of those clerks or when I've been around, he's blocked by many of the ones that could get rid of the machines. And I'm sure they're the Uniparty Communist Republicans too. What the reasons they've given you in the past, Jessica, that if anyone that would say it's going to take longer or it's more expensive or ours aren't online or Donald Trump won South Dakota, what's the problem? What's the world red state? I'm sure you've heard every excuse of sun.
Yeah, we've heard all of those excuses. We're too dumb to count. People make way too many mistakes. It's going to cost way more. In fact, they were just spouting all these same excuses in the Meade County Commission this week. We had, I think, 6 or 7 Patriots go and talk about elections for over a half hour. And that was all the same thing. But listen, Mike, hand counting costs way less. It's transparent. It will help restore the public trust. And hand counting is a continuity of government plan. Why do we not have a hand counting, a continuity of government plan? Because the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, our good friend there, who likes to, organize the censorship apparatus in the United States, said right. that there will be a cyber attack. The power is going to go out. These people coming across the border intend to do us harm. And so all of these county officials are supposed to be notified of the risk to their elections this year. So why would we not be bringing in a hand counting continuity of government plan when the director of the FBI is telling us we're going to have a cyber attack for our 2024 elections? Just makes sense, right?
Yeah, no, right. It makes sense. And this is it, everybody. When government, when officials, when a politician makes block something from happening, does anything that doesn't benefit the people. I don't care, public or Democrat. If it doesn't benefit anybody of the people, what is their agenda? They have a different agenda. It's a hidden agenda, and this Lee Schoenbeck, the head of the Senate in South Dakota and all these unionists, they better listen to the people, because I'll tell you, we're not stopping. This is disgusting. There's no excuses anymore. You just had a whole country, Argentina, one judge says, these machines got to go. And they go, oh, we can't get it done in time. They did it in 4 months, had a beautiful election, hand-counted paper ballots. It was beautiful. Taiwan did it, saved their country from being gobbled up by China. I mean, the countries that are doing it are free. Their countries are free. You've got UK, you've got Germany, France, Netherlands, all these countries. Why the United States has the worst elections and the worst border in the world? This is it, everybody. We need everybody to stand up. And I'm going to do a couple more quick calls to action. I want everybody to go to put the website back up there again, sdcanvas.com, right? Did I say that right? There it is. There's the website, everybody. Go there. Get informed. Get informed of your county. If you're living in South Dakota, if you don't live in South Dakota, call anyone you know in South Dakota and send them to this website. We're going to overwhelm South Dakota, every single county, the people to go to paper ballots, hand count it. Another thing I want you all to do, I want to put that Lee's number back on this guy that's stopping it. He can take all the phone calls tonight and the email. And I want to ask him and tell him, there it is, Lee Schoenbeck, call his phone number. There's his email. And you guys just tell him what you would like. All I want you to do is tell him what you would like. This will be, he's volunteered tonight to take your calls and your emails, because we're going to do a poll. He's going to take your poll. You call him up and say, I want machines or I want paper ballots. this hand count. That's what I want you all to do. Send him an email to old Lee. We want paper ballots, hand counting. I don't even care if you live in South Dakota. What does our country want? We needed this poll anyway. Everyone in the country that's watching this show, call the number, leave him a message. There's his email. I want you to call his email and say, do you want paper counting? Lee can come on the show tomorrow night. Tell us what the people wanted. Was it, you know, tell us what where it ended up. Where it ended up, Lee. Show me, Lee. Majority one. You know what? We'll crack a number up. But anyway, but that's not what it's going to come out. We did a poll in New Hampshire. 90% of the people want the machines gone. 90%. That's Democrats and Republicans. I would bet there's so many communist Republicans in your state. Maybe you're 10%. You're a commie, right? And they're probably all the politicians in South Dakota. You know, it's I've never seen a state like South Dakota. I'm going, I believe that with the Catholics, and then took away your committeeman a year ago. Remember that deal? I just can't believe it. I thought South Dakota, when I had the cyber symposium in Sioux Falls in the summer of 21, I thought, we're at the evidence. It's going to be beautiful, you know, and even the media in South Dakota attacked me. I mean, it was like, you'd think, I mean, doesn't anybody care about our election platforms? I mean, Jessica, I'm asking this. There you go. All the things every year in this fight that we've been in, it doesn't that surprise you the most that our own party or that the Republican Party is blockers. I get blocked every which way. You know, I get debanked, deplatformed, everything. But for you, to me, that's been one of my biggest surprises. How about you?
You know, at the beginning, we were very surprised and, you know, very disheartened and kind of disgusted, like with the response to this. We thought these people would be reasonable and this would be something easy to do, common sense type thing. And boy, we learned real quick. We got a education in real life there, kind of initiated by fire. And now we know, you know, that's not true at all. And, you know, the conservatives in the legislature in South Dakota are in the minority. There's maybe the 20% that are actually really conservative. A lot of, you know, people don't get elected unless you're a Republican in South Dakota. So a lot of Democrats change from Democrat to Republican and run for office. There was just one in Minnehaha County that came into the county auditor's office, changed his party affiliation from Democrat to Republican, and now he's running as a candidate because he's not going to get elected otherwise. So the voters also need to pay attention to this. Vet your candidates, pay attention, because we are losing our rights right in front of our face day by day. They're big government, big corporation, money-hungry people that sell out our state, our individual rights for money, and it's disgusting. So if you want to change the trajectory of what's going on in South Dakota, we need real conservatives. We need to pay attention. And then, of course, we need to secure our elections so those people can actually get elected.
Right. And I'm going to do, before we go here, I want to do a shout out to Governor Kristi Noem. Governor, this is your state. You've said here that you've said you want secure elections. You're on the now. We have just put the state of South Dakota in the nation's eyes. You're at the tip of the spear. If I would like you, Governor, to come out, make a public statement and say what do you want, Governor? Do you want paper ballots, what the people want in South Dakota? I'm going to rephrase that. Would you like to have in South Dakota what these communist politicians that are not letting the people vote on what the people want? They're even going to hold this. You don't even, we're going to take that away from you. And so Governor, you want to get out, and boy, she could go a long way. The president, our real president, he made a big speech in Iowa, and he said, that day I get it put in office in that beautiful White House, the first day we're going to go to same day voting ballot, it went crazy. The biggest cheer, anyone that's running for office, the number one thing you should be running on is you should be running on securing our elections. It all comes from our election. I don't think anybody of who wins as long as they're truly elected and not selected. And that's where we're at. I would do a call out your Secretary of State in that, but I'm not going to right now. We'll leave it. We're going to leave it here tonight. Jessica, you are a hero to this country and everyone in South Dakota. Everybody watching tonight, every night we're going to report on this. This is the tip of the spear. This is the plan to secure our elections. We're going to get there. I'm glad this thing comes up. This other thing for cast vote records on March 25th, we're going to do a call out to get everybody there for that. Jeff, we're going to again, if you don't mind, you're going to be so good. People are going to think this is your show. But thank you so much,
Mike. We appreciate everything you're doing for us. Your platform is the only way we can get the word out, because you would know as well as I do how censored we are. So thank you, Mike. We appreciate you. And patriots across the state, it's time to step up.
Yeah, thanks, Jessica. Thanks for coming on. I'll report it. God bless. Keep the faith. And we are winning. Go to LindellPlan.com. Put in your donations now. We need help. We need to secure our elections. We need to save our country. God bless you all. Thanks.